Chapter 7. Don't think about it, thought Bailey. I'll only end up crying. And what's the point of that? Oh, why can't I just cut off my thoughts? After all, when you don't want to see, you close your eyes. When you don't want to smell, you pinch your nose. When you don't want to hear, you stick cotton wool in your ears. So why can't you stop thinking about things? Because I don't want to think about her. I don't. But instinctively, his hand was reaching for the letter. About 2 months ago, he'd found it on the pillow when he woke up one morning. It was the first letter Bailey had ever received and the last one he ever wanted. Dearest cherub, by the time you wake up, I'll be gone. It's difficult for me to explain why I had to leave. You're too young to understand, but one day you'll be old enough to realise that I'm doing the right thing. I've got to have some time alone to think. When I've thought enough, I'll phone. Until that day, you and Monty must look after Dad. Love, Mum. Kiss, kiss, kiss. She left me, thought Bailey, suddenly angry. His mood could change so quickly when he thought of his mum. One minute he was sad and wanted her back more than anything. The next he was angry and never wanted to see her again. I don't care if she never comes back. Good riddance. She couldn't have loved me very much in the first place. Not to just get up and go like that. And if she doesn't love me, then there's no point in me missing her. And then he saw all the piles of superhero comics beside his bed and he remembered. His mum had bought them for him, every one of them. Every Saturday morning, she'd come back from the market and say, guess what mummy's got for her little cherub? And she'd take two, sometimes even three comics from her shopping bag. That's for being such a cherub for mummy, she'd say, her voice as gentle as feathers falling on snow. Think of something else, he thought, but what? And then it hit him. Scribble boy. He lay back on the bed and imagined the scribble in the playground. Immediately, he felt things whirling and swelling inside him. He was back in that world of emerald green, ruby red, sapphire blue.